We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. A Champaign school board meeting was canceled last Monday after two members walked out. Betsy Holder and Amy Armstrong had expressed frustration at the school board's agenda, which focused on filling a vacant school board vice president position. The two members argued that ongoing fiduciary issues should take precedence over filling the position. Holder disclosed receipts for attorney charges paid by the school district, which she said were not properly disclosed to the board members. Holder and Armstrong are demanding a competitive bidding process for ongoing legal assistance. Board President Gianna Baker has expressed disapproval at their actions, stating that a vice president is necessary for the district's functioning. The University of Illinois received $7.5 million in federal funding from Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski's office. The funding will go towards new technology used to research permafrost through the Department of Defense's Multidisciplinary University Research Initiative. U of I's research project is called Material Science for the Hyperspectral Remote Sensing of Permafrost. The research team will investigate the physical and chemical properties of permafrost when exposed to different environmental conditions. Carle Foundation Hospital has been named a pediatric critical care center, according to the hospital's news release. The new designation was awarded by the Illinois Pediatric Facility Recognition with the Illinois Department of Public Health. The new name aims to recognize the hospital's care for young patients as well as their readiness to provide emergency, critical, and specialty care. Carle Foundation Hospital is one of three pediatric critical care centers in downstate Illinois and 11 across the state. The Board of Trustees of the American Football Coaches Association elected Illinois football coach Brett Bielema as a member on Monday. Bielema is serving on the board as the second representative of the Big Ten Conference alongside Penn State's James Franklin. He rejoins the board after serving for the AFCA in 2016 and 2017 when he was the coach of Arkansas. Bielema's work as a member of the board will incorporate guiding and directing the AFCA and formulating policies. Princeton University professor Joe Dunkley will be coming to U of I on April 3rd to give a free public lecture on the beginning of the universe. The lecture is from 7 to 8 p.m. in Lincoln Hall, and anyone can go and listen to better understand the universe and the questions related to it. Dunkley specializes in cosmology and the evolution of the universe at Princeton. This event is part of the Ikhno Eben Jr. Distinguished Lecture Series, and registration is now available. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Peter Dara, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, Leili Nazarova, Suzette Murillo, and myself. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.